Haskell, brother and sister, Mountain View, California, January 25, 1905. Dear brother and sister Haskell, I have just received and read your letter. I wish to say to you that the Lord has instructed me that Brother Palmer is not to be separated from the sympathy of the church. Brother Palmer is not perfect. Over and over again, he has shown himself to be defective. I am to be as a mother to him, and as such, I have spoken to him faithfully. I shall still continue to correct his wrongs, but I wish to present to him the hopeful side, that he may not fall into utter discouragement. I shall reprove his errors and encourage him in every way possible. We need especial wisdom that we may know how to deal with those who are tempted, that we may labor for the reformation of the erring. Hereditary and cultivated tendencies to evil will often gain the ascendancy, but often the very ones who would deal severely with the one in the wrong are, in the sight of God, more to be blamed than the one they so bitterly condemn. Brother Palmer knows that I am his friend. I will tell him the truth in love, clearly and truthfully, without prejudice or unfeeling severity. In response to the charge made against Christ that he ate with publicans and sinners, Jesus replied, "I came not to call the righteous, the self-conceited Pharisees, but sinners to repentance." Mark 2, verse 17. His work was not for those who would not receive his message, but with and for those who might be helped and saved after his crucifixion. Let those who see faults and errors in their brethren go to them as Christ has directed. Pray with and for them, and with hearts softened and subdued by the grace of Christ, endeavor to point out kindly the wrongs that have been done. Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones. For I say unto you, that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. Matthew 18, verse 10. Christ, the great teacher, is not referring merely to those who are children in years, but to those who need care and protection in their religious experience. The Son of Man is come to seek and save that which is lost. Luke 19, verse 10. How think ye? If a man have 100 sheep, and one of them be gone astray, doth he not leave the 99, and goeth into the mountains, and seeketh that which is gone astray? And if so be that he find it, verily I say unto you, he rejoiceth more of that sheep than of the 99 which went not astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. Moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. If he will hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. But if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee as an heathen man and a publican. Verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Matthew 18, verse 12 to 20. Do not these words encourage us to do more praying for our brethren and less accusing of them? I know that if these directions were followed with those who are sin-sick, the Lord Jesus would be better pleased. Would this not be better than to separate an individual from the church and leave him a subject of Satan's temptations? When all will study their Bibles closely and give heed to its teachings, the saving grace of Christ will be manifested to the church in rich blessings. I am directed that we must continue our work of soul saving in harmony with the Bible plan. Then came Peter unto him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Till 7 times? Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee, until 7 times, but until 70 times 7. Verses 21-22. Brother Haskell, read this instruction to the church at Nashville and at other places. Tell them that if they will read the Bible and walk in its counsels and directions, there will not be the difficulties to contend with that they have now. In our institutions and in our churches, there needs to be an entire change of action in dealing with those who are in fault. Let the sympathy and love of Christ come in, and the still, cold heart will be melted by His grace, and a heavenly atmosphere will pervade the church.
Study the 18th chapter of Matthew. Print it in the Watchman. And may our Lord Jesus Christ give His grace to every member of His church, that they may all be established in His word. Judge not, that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, Let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast the mote out of thy brother's eye. Matthew 7, verse 1-5.